Welcome to This Week in Pubathon, Week 2, Episode 2. We get a few more folks coming in with more papers. We had one submission and one acceptance. And stay tuned to the end, and you'll get to hear if Laura is prepared to argue.
Speaking of goals, we'll start in the last 15 minutes. We'll start with you, Yamini, for next week in your kind of efforts.
Yeah, so I guess for the choral paper, address the relevant edits in the sections of the paper that I was working on. And then for the Hawaii data, I think, I would like to, I don't know about like taking it through Methylkit, but at least like to look at the output, make sure like the Bismarck output, make sure quality looks good. Make sure like mapping looks decent, like maybe open an IGV track and just look at things. Mm-hmm. And then for the Manchester data, I'm going to start Bismarck for that because I think MOX maintenance is on Tuesday. So hopefully I can start that Wednesday.
And no, you're having no major computational challenges with the systems.
No, I think I'm the only one from our lab using MOX right now, so yep. I don't have to wait for anything.
Yep. Okay. All right. How about you, Shelley? What are your goals for to have done next week?
I think also address choral paper edits for the Guiduc genome paper to write one paragraph in the discussion. And then the Guiduc reproductive development paper to just like update, make sure the methods is like specific and up to date.
That's the one with Sam Gurr?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about you, Mac?
I just want to write the methods for the experiment, like how we collected the cells. And that reminded me that I also have the photos that Juhi took that day, but I think they're still on Graham's computer. I don't think I took them off. I'm wondering if I could get, if someone's gonna be in the lab at some point, if we could just chat on the phone and I could remember the login to Graham's computer and find the right photos, because that would be helpful to know what I have for images for that. And I keep blowing that off.
I'm here now and I'll probably be here regularly, so you can just let me know.
Okay, I'll reach out. Thank you. So yeah, those are my two goals.
But the only problem, Yamini, is we have a key to that lab, right? Okay.
Yeah, that's how I got in there, and I'm pretty sure I can remember the login. But if not, I'll just text Chris Monson. He helped me before.
Okay.
I just don't remember what the folder structure. Or what the titles are. That's why it'd be nice if just do it on the phone. Thanks.
All right, how about you, Laura?
I'm going to try to pick a journal and prepare the Oli temp and food paper for submission, maybe submit it.
Okay.
And then I would like to run that SNP identification for my QuantSeq data. Or at least have a good
start it.
Yeah, have a good tackle it. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask which workflow did you decide on that?
I have a tab open based on our discussion with Catherine last Friday. GATK.
Okay.
Yeah, so that will definitely have to be on a cluster.
Okay.
And how many samples do you have?
If I just focus on the juveniles, which I probably will, it's 16.
And they're pooled. No, they're not pooled.
It's just 16 individuals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that should actually be relatively fast. Okay. But I mean, it still might take a day or hours, but yeah.
Okay, cool. Maybe circle back to me after everyone does their goals, and I thought I could just show. Now that we have Catherine and Mac who've done TagSeq, QuantSeq stuff, I thought I could ask them questions about the whole duplicate situation with a plot. So,
yeah, you're just determined to prove me wrong, but
Well, yeah.
All right, yeah, we'll circle back to that. Okay. Grace, what are your goals?
Yeah, to finish formatting the cap paper for scientific reports and to get the associated GitHub repo ready to publish somewhere on Zenodo or whatever.
Okay. How about you, Catherine?
I have two paragraphs in the discussion that I've been supposed to finish for like two of our meetings now. And so this week I will finish those two paragraphs. That's my goal.
All righty. Sam?
I will read the remainder of the paper and also make sure all the OSF stuff is properly documented. And get the rest of that materials methods section for the assembly and annotation all fleshed out and fixed.
Yeah. I mean, that OSF is quasi legit. I mean, you get a DOI, but it kind of feels like you can go in there and delete stuff. I mean, we're not going to really worry about it, but isn't that the kind of feeling? Like if we were to publish that and publish the OSF DOI, there's nothing stopping somebody from going in there and removing stuff. Whereas if you do that with Zenodo, it's impossible to do that with Figshare and Zenodo. Does anybody else have that experience or thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know in regards to deleting stuff, but you know, anytime you change a file in OSF, you know, it marks it as an additional version. So there is that version history. However, I don't know how that applies to
file deletion. You know, yeah, I mean, if 2 years from now, if you delete something, I can't go back and get it. But anyway,
that's what I'm wondering is if it's present in version one, but it's deleted in version three, can you go back to version one and find?
Oh, okay. So you think there's DOI versioning going on? Which I don't think there is, but
I don't know DOI versioning. I'm saying specific files within the OSF repo.
Yeah.
And that anytime you change a file, they update that specific file with a different version number.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so I do not know if the same thing happens when removing files.
Yep. Okay. All right. Circle back to Laura. You gonna show us some stuff?
I've changed my mind. I'll do it next week when I have more screenshots.
Well, no, yeah, I'm curious, but yeah.
I don't know how we're going to be able to wait.
I don't think I have a good argument prepared yet. So.